Come on, give it up for Jesus today at all of our campuses. Come on, Faith Church, make a joyful noise. It's Palm Sunday of Holy Week. Look at your neighbor and say, you got blessed today. You got this set by me. Go ahead, all campuses. Man, it's already looking good, and you're looking good for you. Well, this is Holy Week. Everybody shout Holy Week. Very special week. You know, years ago, almost 20 years ago now, like next year will be 20, so 19 years ago, about a year or two in, the Holy Spirit just started speaking to me about Good Friday. He said, you know, everybody celebrates Easter, and you've done that your whole life. But he said, it saddens me, it grieves me that you don't celebrate the day that I carried that cross down the Via Dolorosa, that I hung and bled and died. And I knew right then, we just had one little campus in Fenton, Missouri, but we made a change and we made a priority. We said, no matter what, on Good Friday, we're going to go take communion together in about a one-hour service, and we're going to make it a thing. And we have for almost 19 years now, 18 years now. So that's this Friday at all campuses. Come on, Weldon. Come on, first, everybody. Every single campus. I'll be preaching that. And then, of course, Easter weekend, that's where everybody invites everybody to church. I mean, your friends would think you were a loser. Come on now, if you didn't invite them. And I must say, here in St. Louis and Palm Beach, I can't imagine that this many people come to our church, because everywhere I go, cars are spray painted. I think you guys are going to Walmart and just doing it to other people's cars, but they're everywhere. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, it makes me proud that you're proud of your church, that you're proud of Jesus, and that you're using everything you got to reach everybody everywhere. In fact, I almost yelled at a couple of people because they were driving stupid, and I saw that and thought, they must go to our church. Come on, somebody, right now. It's just a blessing. I am excited about today, of course, because we're getting into Easter, but then the weekend after Easter, you know. Actually, the weekend after Easter, notoriously, and just amongst all churches, when people don't come back to church, they just take off, you know, like, hey, man, I went to Good Friday, I went here, and so just at large. But God spoke to me and said, I want you to do a series on mental health. And so our team put together this little video, and it was so cool. I said, I want you to see it so you kind of know what you're selling to your friends on Easter. Just check this out. This is going to happen right after Easter. When your day is long and the night is yours alone. Somebody shout, wow. I mean, that commercial is like better quality than Sonic. Come on now. And I love Sonic commercials. Raise your hand if you love like commercials about food. Come on, raise your hand. Just, my gosh. Have you ever been at home? This has nothing to do with my sermon. I think I'm hungry this morning. And then when after that was done, I thought about Sonic, and I thought about tater tots with cheese and bacon. By the way, bacon makes a salad better. It makes potato better. Kevin Bacon in a movie makes things better. Come on, somebody. Let's give it up, man, for some bacon. Okay. We're in church, so let's talk about bacon. Today's going to be a very different day, and more than just a sermon. I've got a million sermons I could preach, and we could go with the regular Palm Sunday where Jesus comes in riding on a donkey, and I could tell you how the donkey was thinking it was all about him, and we would have palm trees everywhere, and everybody would have got a palm branch on the way in, and we've been there. We have done that a million times, and I've been trained professionally. I know how to do that. But there are seasons to where you're going through something and you're going to something, and God is wanting to manifest in a different measure, in a different way. And we can do things the religious way, or we can say, hey, breaking news, this just in, the Holy Ghost got a message for you. Who wants to go there with me today? Come on, Ferguson, Weldon, I need to hear everybody. I want Sunset going. I want RPC going. So I have in my hand here a whip. And I want to talk about this in a minute because it has supernatural significance in my life. Number one, God wants to speak to you today at every campus that he's not done with you. In the back room, I'm in a high school, by the way, and there's a real little bobo room in the back with a couch from 1970 that is almost back in style. And I don't think I ever needed to be vaccinated because sitting on it, I've been exposed to everything that's ever been. And I'm back there, and God told me to tell you at every campus, he's not done with you. Amen. That this thing that he put on the inside of you, that the devil's tried to get you to abort and to give up, that this year in 23, that you're going to give birth to it if you will pay attention and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. Don't give up. You say, could he be talking to me? Yes, I am talking directly to you. I'm not talking to everybody else. I'm talking to you. Look at your neighbor and say, you can listen, but he's talking to me. Go ahead. Just go ahead. So the first statement I want to put on the screen, the question is that I want to ask is, who has influenced your life and who has influenced your anointing? Influencers. We hear about social media influencers all the time. Raise your hand if you've heard of influencers, you know, and like people pay Kim Kardashian a bunch of money to say, this is how I got my butt so big. Come on, somebody. This is how I got my lips so big. This is how I got my skin. And they pay influencers to influence. This is called influence. But you have to ask yourself, who has influenced my life? And then who has influenced my anointing? There is an anointing that is on the inside of you, and this anointing is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so let's break this down. Just like my wife is a person, and you're a person, and the person sitting next to you is a person, everybody has a different personality. In fact, some people have multiple personalities. So the Holy Spirit has a personality. Jesus is his own person, and he has a personality. God is our Father. He has his own personality. But the unique personality of the Holy Spirit, he doesn't have anointing. He is the anointing. I can physically feel the anointing of God on my tongue right now, on my mouth right now. I'm not functioning in my own anointing. I'm functioning in his anointing. And when I stepped up here a minute ago, I turned my brain off for the most part, and I'm flowing out of my heart. And that's why every week at every campus, they say, Pastor David, I'm DMing you because there's something that you said, and there's no way you could have known that. Well, who told you that? The anointing of the Holy Spirit on the inside of your spirit. Somebody ought to shout amen, is influencing your life. Now, the next statement I want to put on the screen at every campus, you can get out your phone, take a picture of it, is you have to stick around long enough to get the anointing. Stick around long enough to get the anointing. You can't just come in real quick and expect to get it. By the way, the anointing will do for you what a phone booth did for Clark Kent. It'll turn you into another person. You'll kind of limp into one of the campuses, and then the anointing will get to moving on the inside of you, and it'll start removing burdens and destroying yokes and let the oppressed go free. And then you'll leap out and you'll say like David, I could run through a troop and leap over a wall. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I wish I had a church to say amen today. You got to stick with the anointing long enough to get there. Now, the problem is the enemy and the enemy knows what you're going to, okay? So if he knows what you're going to, it stands the reason that he's going to try to make you go through something that looks seemingly impossible because he don't want you to go to it, so he'll try to put you through it so you'll give up, cave in, and quit. Might be a bad marriage. Might be two bad marriages. It's an auction in here. Anybody had a third and a fourth and a fifth? Come on, somebody. I'm going to say, somebody say, hey, I have. Okay. Now, this one's the one that's going to work. It's going to be death do us part. Even if one of y'all got to kill each other. But so the enemy tries to get you to cave in. And so the significance of this right now is this is a real thing that happened to me. I can't tell you the pain that I was going through when this appeared in my life. And I know you might be new. You just came in one of these big campuses. You know, I can't imagine you come into Sunset Hills and you look at this $50, $60 million building and go, wow, wonder what that place is like. And I wonder what a great orator that man must be. And then he's bringing up a whip on Palm Sunday. What's happening? I'm going through hell because I'm going to what I didn't even know I was going to. See, the enemy somehow sees what God is going to do in your preferred future, and he keeps trying to stop it because even you in your finite mind, as educated as it might be, is limited to what you have seen in your past or what your parents have told you in your past. But God said, eye has not seen, ear have not heard. Well, it hasn't even entered into your heart what I'm about to do. He said, I'm about to do exceedingly. Some of y'all getting it right now. Abundantly above all you could ever ask or imagine, according to the power that works within you. Now, what is that power? That's the Holy Ghost on the inside of you that I was just talking to you about a minute ago. Tater tots are good, and they might be inside of you after this sermon, but the Holy Ghost is on the inside of you, lifting, breathing, and abiding, and he's directing you into the next. Somebody ought to shout amen right now. God is about to do something that's going to shake hell in your life. But somebody ought to get up today and say, he's talking to me right now. I know he's talking to me right now. And I'm going to get it. And listen, in every campus, don't sit here and look and wonder what it's like to be in the room in high school in Boboville, Florida. I wonder what it's like to be in the room. They're looking at the screen just like you're looking at the screen. Don't look at the screen like you're watching a football game. Look at a screen like you're in the game today and get up and say, put me in, man. I'm about to run. If I can run through a troop and leap over a wall, bless the name of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord today. They'll be singing. They'll be dancing. There'll be victory. I give you 10 seconds to praise him right now. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Hey! Oh, I'm coming down your street right now. I'm coming down your street. Raise your hand if you can feel me coming down your street. He's coming down my road right now. So now, my dad just died. If you're at Sunset Hills campus, you're about 8 minutes from where his body is laying, and he just died. If you're at Earth City, you're 25 minutes away. If you're at Weldon, you're 33 to 35 minutes away. And now my dad is lying in the coal room to be buried. God sees all these campuses, and all I see is a dead dad at 56. I'm confused. I'm hurt. I'm lonely. It's just me and Nicole, and Austin's just a little guy. I don't see what you see now. By the way, make sure you understand, you don't see what is going to be in your preferred future. So right now is the time on Palm Sunday 2023, God be talking to you. Now my mom is coming against me. I loved my mom, I still love my mom. I send her $1,000 every Monday, and I have for 19 years. Yet there's no conversation, nothing. She now is causing me all kinds of problems. She's been married many times now, but right then she immediately ran off with another guy. It was a whole thing, and I'm going through hell, and my mom's trying to kill me, and some other people didn't like the way I was leading the church, and they were trying to kill me, and all I had was the anointing of the Holy Spirit on the inside of me and a flicker of hope. to say, I don't know what else to do. I've talked to everybody. I've done everything I can. So I just went in to a church on 1416 Larkin Williams Road. If you're in St. Louis, you can drive on it today. It's a two-lane road with a bunch of Bobo houses across the street. And I was walking around in that building praying, oh, God, help me right now. And I was kind of praying, but at the same time, I was kind of complaining. Anybody ever been there? Oh, God, what in the world? How in the world? My dad just died. My mama coming against me, and all hell's breaking loose. We're broke. Got 150 people trying to do what I'm called to do. I didn't ask for this. And then all of a sudden, I started feeling God. Anybody ever had that? And God started moving. And then I started praying in tongues, and I started stirring up the anointing on the inside of me. That's why Paul said, you got to stir it up. Somebody ought to shout, you got to stir it up. Shout it again. What? You got to. And then all of a sudden, prophecy come on me. I can't tell you exactly what I said, but I began to prophesy in the spirit what was going to happen in my life. There'll be a day, I'm making this up right now, but it's roughly like this. There's going to be a day that the enemy that came at me one way is going to flee seven ways. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And just like I'm in this room, God is going to open up a door. Sorry, open up the doors to the church. God's going to open up a new door of opportunity. And that's, I'm just talking and I'm moving at the same time. And he's going to open up a new opportunity. And I'm going to walk in places and spaces that I never thought before. And I look down. And as soon as I look down, and asphalt. You ever seen asphalt that had some cracks in it? And they put a bunch of real goo in it. Anybody seen that? A real thick goo. Raise your hand. All cancer. Okay. And in the real thick goo is this rope, this whip right here is in the goop. And as soon as I look down, without missing a beat, without missing a step, I look down and this is in the goo. And the Lord says through this prophecy, he said, and you have been whipped with this whip. And I pull it up out of there. And he said, but this day you will notice that it is tied up on the one end and it is frayed on the other end. And the anointing's all over me. I'm crying. My hair. Anybody ever also felt Holy Ghost goosebumps? Raise your hand. So now the back of my hair is now standing up. The back of my neck is standing up. Even the logo of the church on the hair of my back is standing up. Come on, somebody. It is just up. And I pick this up and I'm crying. And there's a spirit of faith on the inside of me. And I know that I know that I know that it's over. That it's tied on one end, frayed on the other. In other words, my mom's trying to kill me. People are coming against me. The money's not there. But I knew that I knew. It was a moment. Now here's the problem. There still ain't no money. There still ain't no turnaround. Now I go back to the people that I do know that are around me and go, oh, you don't know what I know. Let me tell you about this. And they're like, he done lost his mind. His dad died. Come on, raise your hand if you're not talking about. Come on, I want every campus, raise your hand. He ain't doing well. I mean, he needs to see somebody. But eight campuses later, tens of thousands of salvations later, come on somebody, hundreds of thousands of people on television later, they didn't believe me then, but they believe me now. And guess what I still got? Guess what I still carry? Guess what means something to me that don't mean anything to anybody else? Don't you give up on that dream. Don't you allow the devil to talk you out of what God commissioned you to do and called you to do. You're appointed for it. You're anointed for it. And by God, you're going to do it. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give it. Somebody ought to run. Somebody ought to shout. Somebody ought to say, oh, thank God. I got it. I got some of that stuff. You can be seated with the other people who were too lazy to get up. I don't want to squats. I don't want to do. It'd be good for you. Church would even be better for you if you just feel like every time he does, I'm going to get up and get a squat. I got to go to church. Yes. You come to this church, you need to be like, oh, yeah. So what you getting ready for? I'm getting ready for church. Why? I don't want to pull nothing, and I know what's going to happen. It's at some point. Oh, at some point during this stuff. Ah! My wife on the way to church, she said, where's my box for my Chanel bracelet? I don't know where I left it. I need to tighten the screws on that one. I said, I don't know. Did you look in the safe in St. Louis? Did you look in the safe in the basement? Did you look in the safe in your room? No. She don't even know where the box is at. But I know where it is.
All right.
Somebody get what I'm saying right now? Because there is something that's on the inside of you that's worth it, that it's worth more money than anything that you could ever buy. And you can put it in a safe house. You can put it in a security deposit box. In fact, if a thief and a robber came in my house, they'd overlook this in 1 second. They wouldn't even know. Come on, fella. They don't even know. This is my coat of many colors. I'm here to tell you what you got, they can't steal. What you got, the divorce can't take. What you got, inflation can't take. What you got, cancer can't stop. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying today? What you got, the devil can't take away, because the devil didn't give it to you. And you were there when it happened to you. You came too late to tell me this ain't the Holy Ghost. Shut up. Sit down. Go home. You don't even know what you're talking about. I know our city going wild. Come on. I can feel Ferguson right now. Yeah. Come on, RPC. Am I?
Yes.
You said, well, what's happening right now? The Holy Ghost on the inside of you is in there going, listen to him. Mm-hmm. Horrible grammar, but listen to this theology. He be talking to you.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah.
That's a word for somebody. It's he be talking to you. Look at your neighbor and go, he be talking to you too.
He be talking to you too.
You know what? James 5, verse 14. It says, if anyone is sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and pray over them. Watch this word. And anoint them with oil. Oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. So if you're sick, you came to the right place. If you're having mental illness, you came to the right place.
Yes.
The anointing breaks and destroys the yoke of the devil. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1 John on the screens. Look at it. 2:20. But you have an anointing. Who has it?
You.
Who has it?
Me.
Come on, every campus. Who has the anointing?
Me.
You have an anointing from the Holy One. And all of you know the truth. Verse 27, for the sake of time only. As for you, the anointing, everybody shout, the anointing.
The anointing.
The anointing you received, not you purchased, not you bought, you just received it from him, remains in you. When you cuss, you're not supposed to, but he be in there. When you lie, when you do stupid stuff, he does what? He remains in you. You don't need anyone to teach you. The anointing teaches you about all things, and that anointing is real. It's not counterfeit. So, you know, not that you don't need anyone to teach you, not saying that you should be prideful, but ain't nobody teaching me nothing. That's not what this means. It just means that you're going to know stuff that nobody else knows. And when they ask you, how do you know? You go, I just know. How do you know? I don't know. I don't know. I just know that I know that I know, and I don't know how I know, but I just know that I know. How do you know? Well, obviously, you don't have the same Holy Ghost I do, or you would understand the language in which I'm speaking right now, because you would understand that sometimes you can know something and not really know something. Come on, somebody. I'm about to know my husband. You ain't even been on a date in 2 years. I just tell you, I know. I'm about to know what you don't know. But for full long, I'm going to go live on Instagram and let y'all know that I did know what you didn't know. You know? Raise your hand if you know. Come on, somebody. Come on, even the white people. Come on, somebody. Even white people, by the way, at all churches. I'm not against you. It's just a little boring. You're like, I know. You know. I like somebody to get a little excited. My little grandson, he's so much different than other little kids. I watch him around other little kids. He said, look, hey, you want a surprise? And the little kid go, yeah. Yeah. You tell Leah, I got something for you. He goes, ha, 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 ha. When God says, I got something for you, oh, yeah, come on. So I said, when God said, I got something for you. Oh, yeah. He likes it. The anointing, by the way, has levels. Mm-hmm. Like video games. Education levels. Everybody shout, the anointing has levels. And it has degrees of manifestation. Mm-hmm. Anointing has levels. Everybody shout, the anointing has levels. And degrees of manifestation. That it's always in you and it's always on, but there'll be a time where you're like, oh. I'm talking about what we're in right now. I looked at Gabe on the front row today and I said, Gabe, do you feel something in the room? He said, I feel expectation. I feel like the people are excited. I feel like they're looking for something. And he said, look at these two ladies behind you. I looked at two ladies behind me. And these two women behind it, a couple weeks ago, the Holy Ghost got to moving, and we had a song that came from the Holy Spirit and it said, I expect her, I see a turnaround coming my way. And there's two women, if you can see them right now, out of the thousands of people at all of our campuses, I mean, think about all the campuses, and there's only two women that went somewhere to some shirt store and had a shirt that said, she made it. Let's just take your time. Come on around the side. But I'll talk about something else. I just want you to see these shirts. You come up here. Everybody shout amen to that. In other words, what I'm saying is, when you go to church, don't just go to church and say, oh, that was a good service. Don't just go to church and say, well, you know, I don't know. I think he might have been talking to me. Oh, I'm actually on Amazon right now ordering my grocery list and him because I'm a multitasker. No, you're not. Part of your brain had to go somewhere else. You just need to believe it. I want you to see these women. He said, look around. It said, I see a turnaround coming my way. Come on, somebody. I said, oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, give it up. She said, I receive it! I receive it! Somebody ought to give God some crazy praise. You didn't get no shirt, mate. Y'all need to quit wearing Tommy, Gucci, and Louis, and Hoochie. And you need to start wearing a word. Say, where'd you get that shirt? At church? Do they sell them? No, it was a word, and I made it. I expect a turnaround. Coming my way. Could be tomorrow. Could be today, but I know it's on the way.
That's all right. That's all right.
I got 1 minute and 7 seconds to complete this sermon, which is not even remotely possible or probable, and it ain't gonna happen. Exodus chapter 4, verse 1. Then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to me about what God's about to do in my life. So the Lord appeared and said, what's in your hand? And he said, a rod. He said, cast the rod on the ground. He cast the rod on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled. He ran away, which is exactly what I would have done. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach your hand and take it by the tail. Oh, God. And he reached out his hand. He caught it, and he became a rod again. That is a sign and a wonder.
Yes, it is.
Sign and a wonder. You about to get a house with no money down, sign and a wonder. You about to get qualified for a car when you got bad credit, no credit, sign and a wonder. Come on, somebody. You about to pull in the drive-thru and somebody said, somebody already paid, and you're gonna go sign and a wonder. Verse 5. That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you. Because ain't nobody going to believe. They're not going to believe you. They didn't believe me because I was a homeschooler with a fifth grade education. They didn't believe me because I never went to Bible school. Nobody ever listened to me about the Holy Ghost because I didn't have anything but 150 nice people in a little church on a Bobo Road, and nobody had ever heard of me. But I picked up the rod, and all hell was breaking loose. And I had a crazy woman beside me saying, you can do this. I know you can do this. And that's the best sermon. It was the worst sermon ever, but she'd say, that's the best sermon I ever heard in my life. Ain't nobody ever looked better, sounded better. That's you. Then her little big tooth, half little tooth boy, 7-year-old, he don't know nothing, but Papa, you're a good preacher. Well, let's go right now and get a Burger King. Come on, somebody. And then 150 people said, I ain't sure where you're going. You're not as good as your daddy, but you're half as good as your daddy. But I'm here to tell you that they're not going to believe you, but you can't believe the people that don't believe you. Get around some people that believe in you. You say, where are those at? Look around you right now. Come on, every campus, Wallet, Ferguson, look around, Central, every campus. These people believe what you believe. Verse 6. Am I talking to anybody right now besides myself? Furthermore, the Lord said to him, now put your hand in your bosom. He put his hand inside his shirt, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous. He said, what in the world? I mean, y'all hate it when that happens. You're like, what? He said, put your hand back in your shirt. And when he did, he drew it out, and behold, it was restored. This is a sign and a wonder. Somebody else shout, a sign and a wonder. Then it will be, if they do not believe you and heed the message of the first sign, maybe they believe the latter sign. And it shall be, if they do not believe those two signs, listen to your voice and take some water out of the river and pour it on the dry land. And when you do this, you take it from the river, the blood will appear on the dry land. Then Moses said, check this out, after everything that he just saw a rod turn to a snake. He just saw his hand turn from leprous back to clean. He just saw water turn from water to blood. And then out of all the signs and wonders, Moses was so uneducated and went to the wrong church. He said, but Lord, I'm uneloquent. You ain't even got to say nothing. When the snake appears out of a rod, people will say something. You don't even have to say something. So this whole excuse, I can't because I'm black. I can't because I'm white. I can't because I'm Latino. I can't because I'm bipolar. I can't because I'm dyslexic. I can't. No, the Bible said I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Somebody ought to shout, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Every campus loud. Why? I can do all things through Christ. All this, Joker said, I'm not eloquent. He also says, and I'm slow to speech, and I stutter. So the Lord said to him, who's made your mouth? He didn't say, who made your nose? Who made your foot? Who made your elbow? Who made your funny bone? Who made your little toe? He said, who made your mouth? In other words, God said, I'm not talking about any of the other parts of your body that I made, because I'm really not having problems right now, Mo, out of any other parts of your body. Where I'm having the biggest problem is your mouth. We walk by faith and not by sight. We're snared by the words of our mouth. We eat good by the fruit of our lips. We have not because we ask not. Let us say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and not doubt in our heart, but believe those things which we say, we shall have whatsoever things we say. So when I was going through hell, and I had to open up my mouth, because my mountain wasn't going to move until my mouth moved. And a lot of times our mouth has been moving, but it's been moving the wrong way. Gas sure is high. I've been betrayed so many times. There's no way anything good could happen out of this. Let God touch your mouth. Please make your mouth. Verse 12, it says, now therefore go, and I will be with your foot. I'm sorry, guys. Homeschool again. I told you about the fifth grade education. I will be with your knee. Somebody ought to argue back at me right now. It'll be, what did he say? I'll be with your what? And I will teach you what to say. He's going to teach you what to say on the job interview. Relax. I'm going to teach you what to say. Prepare to the best of your ability, but don't be like, I've been reading and Googling, I've been watching TikToks about the things to say. On it. Relax and let God put something in your mouth, and you'll say the one thing that she's been needing to hear from somebody, and you'll say later, how did I get this job? And they'll say, well, when you said rub-a-dub-a-ding-dang, that's exactly my favorite Kool-Aid, and I knew right then because my grandma always made rub-a-dub-a-ding-dang. Come on, raise your hand. I'm almost done. 6 minutes and 30 seconds over if you're taking medicine. Mark 16, verse 17. Talking about signs. And these signs shall follow those who believe. We don't follow signs. Signs follow us. I'm going to say it again. We don't follow signs. Signs follow us. Now, if you ever went to a weird church and they're like, woo, I see a problem. That's weird, okay? They're looking for signs. We don't look for signs. They just be following us. I got a Doberman, and I can go on a walk with the Doberman, and the Doberman follows me because we have treats. We feed the dog. We love the dog. We do everything with the dog, and I don't have to look back and see who's following me. Rockstar is following me. I don't follow Rockstar unless she sees a bird. But for the most part, the dog follows me. So go to church, get in the word, go through growth track, serve, and allow signs to follow you, and you too soon will have your own demonstration of the Holy Ghost showing up, because the Bible just said, these signs follow them that believe. Are you a believer? Raise your hand if you're a believer. Verse 18 says, they'll take up servants, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. That's what you need to believe. Verse 20 says, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word through accompanying signs. So if it's God, there'll be a sign to follow. You'll know it in here, and then it'll work. I want to transfer into something in our last couple minutes. There's times where the Lord will really have me, what I would call, like, just super, super, super picky on whatever he tells me to do. Like, because I really need to hear for him, because I know there's a crossroads, and I know this about many of you right now. You can go to the right and you would be okay, and you could go to the left and you'd be okay, but then if you actually went up here one more mile and went to the right, it would be unbelievable. Like, whoa. Romans 12 and 2, you could write this down. It's not my notes, but it's a good one. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, this is the point, that which is good, acceptable, and then, oh, this is perfect. This guy brings me roses. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen.
Amen.
You don't have to be singing Miley's song. I can buy my own flowers. I can hold my own hand. Write my name in the sand. No, no, no. Miley went down the wrong road. 1 mile up, she could say, I never buy my own flowers. He always holding my hand. See what I'm saying right now? See, the world is a system, and it's jacked up, and it's messed up, and it needs therapy, but God's system is, full of joy, righteousness, peace in the Holy Ghost. So making those tweaks. Right now, by the way, during Holy Week, and while we've been in this series on spiritual hunger, I can feel you at every campus tweaking it up a little. How many of you have tweaked it up just a little? You're like, I cut this off and I did this up. Won't be everybody, but some of you that have, you will have seen manifestation in a greater degree in your life. So on November the 5th, 2020, Nicole got a DM on Instagram from somebody that said, I think this word is for your husband. Again, I don't lead my life by signs, but signs do follow believers. And this is before a lot of the preachers that we saw and knew from, I won't say names because a lot of them are my friends, but they made some really bad choices, foul language, substance abuse, so on, and they're not in the ministry anymore. None of this has happened yet as of November 5th, 2020. And she gives this word. Now, this word was so prophetic and so on. I had never heard of this woman before, never seen her anywhere in my life. And it was so accurate, I thought, this woman, this is what I thought, she about to follow me on Instagram and hit me up for a meeting because we have a big church and this is a scam. Who was that on? But there was something in me also, too, that I thought, this is the Holy Spirit. But now it's got to be a scam. So I thought, I'm waiting a month, you know. She never contacted me. 6 months, she never called me. A year, she never called me. 2 years, she never called me. And I thought, that might have been God. Come on, raise your hand. Anybody like me, you're a little skeptical. I mean, you're open. I want to get to this. How many of you like me, you're really open, but you also are highly intelligent, and you go, uh-huh. Yeah, God told me that you're my wife. You're like, I don't know about that. I got to see your W-2. Come on, somebody. We got to go look at your car. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to watch this prophetic word. I never planned on sharing it till this week. The Lord commissioned us as a church to do something, and you have to see this prophetic word from November 5th, 2020 to understand this.
There are leaders in the church that have very large and prolific ministries, and it shall now be exposed that there are financial scandals, there are sexual scandals, there are grave abuses of staff, foul language, substance abuse, and it must be judged. There is one in Palm Beach, Florida, who has friends and relationships in very high places, but he's not like the others. Understanding that birds of a feather flock together and that this is no longer a season to nurse relationships, but it is a season to bring forth the plan that I, the Lord, have. That one in West Palm, Florida, will separate and soar for me. And a third location, a third building, a third campus will be added, thus says the Lord.
How many of y'all felt that? You might not have, I want complete honesty. But how many of y'all could feel a tangible anointing on me? No hype. So when she said that, third location, my mind, I thought, well, I wonder how old I'll be when that happens, because, you know, I want to get out of the high school. We pay $13,000 a month and for there, and we need our own building, and, you know, loading in, loading out, just all lazy stuff. And then the Lord asked me to make this map up, so I did. Put it on the screen for all the campuses. And the new campus down here from where we're sitting now for you in St. Louis, it's 20 minutes down to a place called Lake Worth. It's 28 minutes out to Royal Palm, where a lot of great people are sitting right now. And then 24 minutes from Royal Palm to this other campus. And as you know, whatever building you're sitting in, you know, if you're at Weldon, you're about, you know, 25, 30 minutes to Ferguson, probably 45 minutes from Ferguson to Sunset, and Sunset to Earth City, another 25, 30. Another 35 minutes over Fairview. And in my spirit, I knew by the Holy Ghost this last week that the perfect will of God, not the good, not the acceptable, but the perfect will of God was that this couldn't happen, and here's what happens. We're in an area right here where I'm standing now. We're not far from wealth. Florida's interesting. You can have $100 million over here, and 4 miles over, you can have a crack house. Florida's very interesting. And there's a lot of people within walking distance to this church that we're standing in right now, and all they can do is walk here. I'll watch them. I'll watch them stand out by the bus. I'll watch them take Ubers to get here. And God asked me the question, are you going to leave those people standing there at that high school because it's easier for you and the team? It's cheaper for you and the team to leave them? And I knew the correct answer was obviously no, but I asked him, God, I don't know how I'm going to do it. For one, it's additional $13,000 a month just to pay the rent on this building, and part of the way I was going to do what I was going to do down there. And then it just kind of reminded me of a time, and you've been here. Have you ever been at a restaurant and you asked for cheese or you asked for a sauce and they said, that's going to be 50 cents? Anybody ever had this? Raise your hand. And you kind of felt like a big boy or a big girl because you said, I got it. Come on, raise your hand. Go ahead and give me two of them because I'm going to pour one of them out. I felt like the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, St. Louis, when I said, God, what am I going to do about all the dream team and the loading in and loading out? And what am I going to do about the extra 13,000? And I kind of felt like the Lord, I was at a restaurant and I was waiting on him. And he said, you don't think I got $13,000? You don't think I got a military army of army rangers who will rise up and say, I'll load in and load out as long as this single mom is walking this kid down here to this street, as long as they got $15 for an Uber, but they can't get from here to there. Somebody ought to shout amen to right now. So I guess what I'm telling you is this. This is a sign. November the 5th, 2020, when God gave that woman, it was his font sign. And the word is, here it is. Hasn't been ever said before. We're not leaving this building. We're taking over that third campus, and we're going to have the money to do it. We're going to have the team to do it. We're going to have the sound people to do it. We're going to have Rabasaka. We're going to have the singers to do it. We're going to have the nursery workers to do it. We're going to have the cleaners to do it. Somebody in St. Louis ought to join this right now. You're a part of this. We're one church with many rooms. We're going to do it. Everybody shout, we're going to do it. Stand up with me everywhere. Nobody leaving. I don't want anybody at any campus to leave right now unless there's a medical emergency. I see you and God sees you. There are times in your life that are special. And today, church, I wish you could have been there that day. I was hurting and I could have used you, by the way, because I know you love me. But you weren't born yet into this family. And the only one I had next to me, come here, Nicole, was Nicole. She was a lot because she was full of the Holy Spirit. She was just this wind behind me when I needed it. Never had a kid because I went through so much pain and divorce and always wanted one. Had a 7-year-old boy who's at Royal Palm right now who got married to a girl who today the person couldn't be here to switch. Her name's Morgan. She's in the back right now. And in every campus, the shots you see are our little daughter in love who got up early and fought with basically Saddam Hussein and Joyce Meyer in one little body. And she got here and she did it. And I didn't get here by myself. I got here because of Julie Thompson. I got here because of Phil Clements. I got here because of Greg Crane. I got here because of every one of you. I got here because of Jeff and Erica Duncan that I see back there. And I got here because of Sheldon. And I got here because of Pete. And I got here. And a lot of these people that I'm mentioning, by the way, have no money. They never gave me money. What they gave me was, Pastor David, I'm behind you, and I'm going to keep showing up early even when I don't feel like it. These people gave me and Nicole the confidence to believe in us even when we didn't even believe in ourselves. So today's a historic day. You weren't there for that day, but you're there for this day. There was a woman last night, Saturday night. I don't know if she could be here if she was from Port St. Louis. Is that you? Come here. Come here, Port St. Louis. I hope you can hear her. So St. Louis, so St. Louis, if you don't know, like where we're standing right now, like Port St. Louis Sea is what? Anybody know like 40? An hour. It's an hour that way. So this little lady drives an hour one way to go to church. She didn't have a lot of money. But last night when I told her, we're not going to make you drive another 20 minutes further. She just sat there and just started thinking me. And she came last night because she's a small group and it was a food group because she's smart. And I told her, I said, would you come back? Because I wanted proof that I'm not lying, that we can't take away her church from her or anybody else. And we got to do it. Come on, somebody. We got to do it. We got to do it. I said we got to do it. We got to do it. We can do it. We can do it. And I want to say thanks for everybody that just keeps giving to churches that you quote unquote never go to. But someday when you go to heaven, what's your name?
Renetta.
How'd you hear about this church?
I used to live down here. I'm Ty's mom.
Ty's mom, but did you see it on TV or somebody tell you about TV?
I saw
Nicole.
I had back surgery and I was up like 4:30 one morning, couldn't sleep. And I saw Nicole and she was really pumping out. And then I saw you had a billboard on North Lake. Mm-hmm. And I saw the billboard and I said, as soon as I can walk again, I'll try to come there. That was in 2012.
In 2012. So, you know, when 342,000 people, according to Nielsen, this week in St. Louis and Palm Beach watched, she was one of those people back then. And a lot of you paid the bill because I didn't ask for money then, and I didn't ask for money this weekend. Now, if you come to church, we're going to ask for money. But the billboard down here, by the way, those things cost around $7,500 for 30 days. But when she was flat on her back, and Nicole preached her off of that hospital bed, and then she was able to see a sign. What do we talk about today? Signs. And signs cost money. And she came, and now she drives an hour one way to go to church because a church alive is worth a drive. Somebody ought to give God praise today. So we're here in St. Louis at a beautiful time. And I know we're really, really late. Streets, people who never go to church, just say, thank you, you helped me so much. They don't even understand the concept of going to church. Don't have a clue. Yeah, she needs a mic. We're almost done. I'll pray for you in just 1 minute.
You know, those scriptures, when that lady gave that word, that was a hot minute ago. But when Pastor David put together this message, he wasn't looking for something, but something jumped out of the word at me. And when he was talking about Moses in Exodus 4, Moses was saying the reasons he can't. Like, I don't know, we can't do the three services. We can't do three buildings. We don't have the time. We don't have the leadership. We don't have the volunteers. There's a lot of reasons why we would say we can't. And then that word, that word was a hot minute ago. But in that scripture, in Exodus 4, verse 12, when he started telling God, God, here's why I can't do this. The Lord said two things. He said, now go. He told Moses when to do it, and when was? And he told him what to do, and what to do was? So it's no coincidence that word that she gave them, God's redeeming the time, and he gave us the time, and the time is
now.
And what we're supposed to do is
go.
We're supposed to go to not one campus, not two campuses, but three campuses in Florida. And it wasn't when she gave the word, the time that we're supposed to go is
now.